I am Father Kevin Shemiga. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Tuesday is from Mark's Gospel. Jesus and the disciples left from there and began to journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to man, and they will kill him, and 3 days after his death the Son of Man will rise." But they didn't understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. At the middle of Mark's Gospel, 3 times Jesus predicts his passion, death, and resurrection. The Gospel today is his first prediction. Tomorrow we begin Lent. We are invited to keep 40 days in which we mindfully enter into the Paschal mystery of Jesus, that is, his death on the cross and resurrection. Easter will follow for 50 days in which we glory in the cross and resurrection. Today is a day to put everything in order. Plan now how we can practice these days. The Sunday Lenten Eucharist is to stand as our primary prayer of our week. Choose a day now to celebrate the sacrament of penance. Fast on Fridays. Pledge alms for the poor, especially through our Catholic Charities appeal. But tonight, splurge, because it is Mardi Gras. Splurge on something that will be abandoned in the days ahead. Eat some ice cream. Watch one last episode of a favorite TV show, wear the beads of joy donned at Mardi Gras. Then we can take seriously the coming days of Lent. During these coming days, I ask you to pray with Pope Francis. He said this, "Let us pray. Guard our life with your embrace, O Lord. Bless and strengthen every desire for good. Give new life and nourishment to faith. Sustain and enlighten our hope. Awaken and animate charity. And guide us always on the path to holiness."